Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our gospel lesson for today, given to us by St. John, both apostle and evangelist, is a beautiful testimony of the truth. And it is the most perfect and fitting text as we celebrate this Christmas day. As the bells ring out through most of Christendom, unfortunately, many churches are not holding service today. At least 10% of Christian churches canceled church for Christmas morning. Even though this is the Lord's Day, it is a Sunday. But I'm not going to labor about that because you are here. You are exactly where you are called to be. You heard the voice of your almighty Creator. The Holy Spirit called you and he gathered you here this morning. Even if you came last night, even if you went to an 11 o'clock service last night as well, you are gathered here still today. Because after all, you cannot get enough Jesus. He gives us the light that transcends through all the darkness. Jesus, the eternally begotten Son of the Father. And while our human reason cannot fully comprehend this, that makes it no less true. St. John writes this: in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ is the Word made flesh, the Word by which everything was created. For as the Father speaks, the Son goes out to do his Father's will. As the Father sends out his Son and says, "Let there be light," and there was light. The stars, the sun, the moon, the galaxies, the entire universe were created by Jesus and for Jesus. The heavens declare his glory, his handiwork. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. It makes sense that not every single person in the world is in church this very morning. And even though that is what God would seek from the people that he made, it's not true because of sin. Because of Adam's failure to follow the word of God Almighty, we have corruption. We have a darkness. We have a coldness. And the only cure is Jesus. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the life. And while the darkness cannot comprehend this, you do, because of the grace of God. You have been given the gift of faith, the very best gift you could ever receive on Christmas. All of the earthly presents that we receive this weekend pale in comparison to the fact that Jesus Christ gave us his own body, gave us his own blood, sacrificed his own perfect, sinless life for sinners like you and me. That is the absolute best gift that could ever have been given. And it is absolutely true. So as you go home today to spend time with your families, I want you to remember that. As you open those gifts underneath the tree, be thankful, not just for the presents, but for Jesus. He is the Word. He took on flesh for you and for me. Martin Luther, in the hymn that we just sang, perfectly understands the beauty that is the incarnation. And while he did not write the first stanza of the hymn, the first stanza reads thus: "We praise you, Jesus, at your birth, clothed in flesh, you came to earth. The Virgin bears a sinless boy, and all the angels sing for joy. Alleluia." Martin Luther does add to the hymn, and then it's translated for us. And really meditate on these words. Now in the manger we may see God's Son from eternity, the gift from God's eternal throne, here clothed in our poor flesh and bone. Alleluia. I know that we will listen to the Christmas carols. We sang many of them last night, and there's a simple beauty to them. We've grown up with them, we've sung them, we even get to hear them on the radio. But these words really grasp the understanding. God's Son from eternity, the gift from God's eternal throne. Jesus Christ set it aside that he might be born in a lowly stable, in the filth that is a barn for you and me. No bed for him, but yet a feeding trough. The King of all creation did that because he loves you. And the knowledge of that is the most beautiful gift you could ever have. The Virgin Mary's lullaby calms the infant Lord Most High. Mary, a young woman, told that she was going to have a Savior, and that that Savior would be her own child. And while she did not understand it at first, how can this be since I know not a man, she submitted herself completely to the will of God. Her son, the same boy that she would nurse, that she would care for, that she would pick up when he cried, that same son was her Savior. She calms the infant Lord Most High. Upon her lap, content is he who keeps the earth and sky and sea. This little baby is the Word that created the earth, the sky, and the sea. This little baby would grow up and command the tumultuous waves to stop. This little baby would hold all those things in his hand, and eventually he would hold nails in his hand. Nails pierced through him to take on the sin of the world. Imagine being Mary. Imagine holding your baby boy, as wonderful as it is. Parents, you understand the beauty that is holding a newborn child. Aunts and uncles, you know the beauty that might be to hold your niece or your nephew. There is a peace there. Well, most of the time. There is a joy in seeing a little life right in your arms. Mary did that. Mary saw her Lord, her Savior, her baby boy. The light eternal breaking through made the world to gleam anew. His beams have pierced the core of night. He makes us children of the light. St. John writes that if you believe, you have been made a child of God. And if you are a child by the adoption that is holy baptism, then you are heirs of the full kingdom of God. Luther also writes about this little child. There he calls that child who lies in his mother's lap a word that was in the beginning of creation with God. This little child is so great that heaven and earth, with all they contain, are called into being and made by nothing but through this child. Not only are they made through him, but they are also constantly preserved through him, so that even his mother who carries, suckles, and burps him is created by this child, and no drop of blood is in her that he does not make and preserve. These are the wonders and mysteries of our faith that reason does not esteem but derides as pure foolishness. Even that same eternal word, concludes John, was become flesh, by which that flesh itself is made. It is thus brought into the world. That is the crown and the sum of this gospel. That creator was held by his mother, a mother who loved him dearly. A mother who submitted herself ultimately to him. a mother who trusted in him as her own Savior. And that baby was laid on her lap, sleeping. But she would also have to endure that baby, grown up, laying in her lap, sleeping. He had died for her sins. He had died for her husband's sins. He had died for the sins of all those that she loved, her own mother and her father. He had died for the sins of the world. The very Son of God, sublime, entered into earthly time to lead us from this world of cares to heaven's courts as blessed heirs. That's what we look forward to. It doesn't make sense to us by our fallen human reason that the eternal Son could take on flesh like one of us. It doesn't make sense that God could place himself into the womb of a virgin. It doesn't make sense that a sinless man could take upon the sins of the whole world. None of that makes sense. It also doesn't make sense that that sinless man that had died would take up his life again, conquering death on our behalf. It doesn't make sense that looking at the fallenness of our world, the brokenness of our world, God still looked at it and said, I love it. I love my creation. And I love it so much my Son is going to die for it. I will set all these things aright. And in the end, the heaven and the earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. I will create things anew, a new heavens and a new earth. And my children who have heard my voice, who have followed me, who have submitted to my will, I will take them to myself for all eternity. That doesn't make sense. And yet it's the truth. That is why there is joy to the world. That is why we praise Jesus at his birth. That is why I implore you to take the next 12 days and celebrate the fact that your Lord is born for you. Take time to actually relish in that, rejoice in that, and share the news. The church sings, all this for us our God has done, granting love through his own Son. Therefore, all Christendom rejoice and sing his praise with endless voice. Alleluia. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.